So it strikes me that perhaps the relationship with the school teacher could be part of the next conversation, because we are talking about relationships that have broken down and asking the question, can they be fixed? And I wonder if you are, were once part of a relationship that you wish you could repair, that somebody has been lost to you as a sibling, as a friend, as a colleague, that you no longer speak to for whatever reason it might be, that you really wish you could have back in your life, but perhaps you are stuck behind years of hurt and anger and misunderstanding and angry emails that make it seem impossible for that to happen. I'd like to introduce you to a television show that thinks it might be able to help. It's called Die Uitnodiging, which means the invitation in English, and it's in development as we speak for TV channel CakeNet. Delighted to have the host of the show, Couture Becker, with us in studio today to tell us a bit more about it. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've got three episodes already in the bag. Talk to us a little bit about the big idea. What's the show all about?
This show is about bringing the people in your family or in your friendship circles together that for some or other reason haven't spoken to each other in a very long time. So I can illustrate it by way of one of the stories that we've done. A guy entered and he said that his mother and his uncle just haven't been seeing eye to eye for a while. They haven't been speaking. And he comes from a family of their 16 half siblings in total.
Wow.
And they used to come together every single Sunday. So 30 plus people used to gather every single Sunday for a braai and a family occasion. And it used to be jolly and wonderful. And then their grandmother passed and they just kind of stopped talking to each other. Just quietly, everybody sailed into different directions. And he'd entered and asked if we could just bring his uncle and his mom together again. So what we did is we gave him an invitation to a dinner. We gave his mom an invitation to the dinner. We gave his uncle an invitation to the dinner. You see the theme?
Yeah.
We've got the invitation going. And then we invited them to a dinner, which we organized. We film as we go. We film the process to get to the restaurant. So we would chat to him, ask him, you know, what he thinks happened in the relationship. Same question to mom, same question to uncle. And in the process, we also try and piece together the puzzle, like, why isn't it working? How can we help? How do we fix this? Then we get everybody to the dinner in an ideal situation. Everybody rocks up and then we stop filming and you get a dinner that we've paid for. We've gotten you there. We want to make it as easy as possible for the reconciliation to happen. You have a good time and then hopefully you get to smooth out the kinks that need to be smoothed out in the process.
That's really interesting to me, because although this is a form of reality TV, you're doing what many shows would not. You're switching off the camera at the real emotional meat.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of shows would exploit that and go, well, that's where the juicy stuff is going to happen. Why that decision to say we're actually going to allow you the private space to have that happen off camera?
So this is a format that comes from Europe, and they've been running for more than 15 years, which is miraculous in TV, because you know after one season they're just like,
news.
I'm not sure that we can do a season two. So in that format, they do it that way. And I remember when I watched the episode that got me hooked onto the format, that was part of the appeal, was that it seems like they genuinely want this to work. There has to be sustainability in what we're doing in the show, right? Afterwards, a month, 2 months later, I still want to be able to call them and say, is everything still good?
Yeah.
I don't want a quick fix. I don't want to put a plaster on a bullet wound. And like you said, we don't want to exploit just for the sake of reality TV. The show is really about helping you fix that relationship and just adding that value to your life.
So where does the camera come back in? After the dinner, do you switch the cameras on again and say, how's everybody feeling? Do you wait a little while and go back and revisit a little bit later?
We are there when they have dinner, because I have a social worker that comes with me to sit.
That's going to be one of my questions. Yes.
Just to, if you have any questions, just to make sure that everybody kind of has that everybody has the resources that they need. In one case, we had a guy that asked, how do I approach this topic? And then she's perfect to help you with that, because obviously she's got a degree in psychology and she's got all these tools that she can help you use. So she's there to, you know, for backup. But we sit with you, we have a dinner. As soon as the cameras stop rolling, they stop forever. We can always do a reunion show, but we want to chronicle the story up until the moment that the dinner happens. And then we want to give you the floor to really chat and reconnect.
And what sort of feedback have you had from, I don't know if contestants is the right word, but the three people who came to you initially saying, I'd like help. What sort of feedback have you had from them about what the process has done for them?
So in the case of the uncle and the mom, we received a long, beautiful letter about how their family almost hadn't realized that they were drifting apart. Mm. It was just this, the guy who entered who saw something wasn't as it used to be and wanted to fix it. But the aunt and the uncle just didn't really, I mean, when you asked them what was it like before, they could see the difference. But in the process of just doing life and doing our day-to-day things, they hadn't noticed that they were drifting apart. It was really because the guy that entered, he has a two-year-old son. He's been seeing the world through his son's eyes, that he kind of noticed that the family wasn't what it used to be. And then in the other case that we had that was beautiful was two friends had they just also kind of drifted in different directions. One got married and had a baby, and the other one went, she took a job in a different town. And we had them at the dinner, and then we gave them we organized two cars to take them to their respective houses. And they asked if they could just go home in one car because they wanted to further the conversation and just have a good time together and reconnect. So for me, that was the most beautiful thing. I was just crying behind the scenes.
It must be hugely emotional for you, especially because you have to sort of be the benevolent, neutral facilitator of this process. We all know there's three sides to every story. You know, yes. There's person A, person B, and somewhere in the middle lies the fact of what actually went wrong. How do you sort of tread that line of going, knowing that the person who's come to you sort of starts out as your client, as it were, but there is another person involved who may well have a different version of the reason for that relationship straying?
Yeah, so we learn about the story as we go along. So we're kind of on the same journey as the viewer. Mm-hmm. We have one conversation, we get a whole bunch of facts, we go to the next conversation, we get sometimes alternate facts, and then we go to the third conversation. So we're kind of like detectives, but I'm figuring it out in real time while you are. Like, as you watch the show, you'll notice that we're kind of trying to piece this thing together. I think what we do our utmost to do is to just to make sure that that everything is very neutral, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a neutral restaurant. It's neutral people. You don't know us. We don't have sides going into this, and we try to end the show by not having sides. We genuinely just want everybody to get together. Mm-hmm. So we try and keep it as very, very neutral as possible. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it so that we can help you figure out what it is so that we can address it and get past it.
You're saying that as if you're still looking for more people to come to you. So Kato, who are you looking for? Who should signal their interest?
Well, anybody that you feel that you have in your life that where a relationship isn't what it used to be. Maybe it's more explicit than that. Maybe they're not talking at all. We had a story where it's a large family, and they are just really not, they're actively not talking to each other. Yeah. They were blocking each other on WhatsApp and like really going out of their way to avoid each other. So it can be a very like visible crack in a relationship, or it could be like in the other case, just people drifting apart. Mm-hmm. Any relationship that you feel has changed, and not for the better, that's kind of gone in a strange direction, and you would like us to get those people back together. Those are the relationships we're looking for.
How does someone reach out to you if they're sitting there going, this is me and this is the godsend I've been looking for of an opportunity to reconnect? How do they make contact with you?
So you can go to www.dieuitnodiging.co.za. Like you mentioned, it means the invitation. Mm-hmm. So it's DIEUITNODIGING. Or you can just go to Google Translate and type in invitation. and then you just fill out a form with us. We just want to know your name, where you stay, and a little bit about your story, then we'll get into contact with you and we'll and talk you through the whole process. The only kind of T&C that we have is that we need you to all live in the same province, preferably somewhere between an hour and 2 hours apart, because we do this all in 24 hours.
Wow. Okay.
We start the conversation and finish the conversation in 24 hours. So we need people to live relatively close to each other so that we can get them to the dinner on time.
Just physically facilitate
yes,
that. Okay.
Just for logistical reasons.
So it's d8nodiging.co.za. If you're driving and couldn't jot that down, please feel free to drop me an email, pippah@capetalk.co.za, and I'll gladly connect you with the team. Final question. It's going to be on CakeNet. When do we start watching it?
We're hoping to start in April.
Okay, the show will hopefully then start flighting in April. We'll keep you posted on that via the TV segment each week. You've been listening to Kato Becker, who who is the host of Die Uitnodiging. And again, if you're interested in applying to be on the show, the website address is dieuitnodiging.co.za. But lovely to have you with us today, and best of luck. Can't wait to see it when it goes to the screen.
Thank you. My team are just, as a last word, my team are the most incredible group of people who genuinely want this to work. So we will do our best to make it happen.
And to make it a safe space for it all to play out. Thank you so much, Couture.